This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government today convened an all-party meeting at Parliament House Annex ahead of the monsoon session of the Parliament beginning tomorrow. The meeting was chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, Jagat Prakash Nadda, Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan were also present in the meeting. Just after the meeting began, opposition parties staged a symbolic walkout from the meeting over the participation of National Citizens Party of India, NCPI. The NCPI is a registered party that has participated in the state assembly elections, and recently several rebel Trinamool Congress MPs have joined it. Talking to media, TMC MP Mohia Moitro said that the entire opposition parties, including Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK, JMM, Trinamool Congress and Aam Aadmi Party, have walked out from the meeting. She also alleged that NCPI is not a recognized parliamentary party. Deputy Leader of the Opposition, the Rajya Sabha Pramod Tiwari, described the walkout as a symbolic boycott against the NCPI being invited to the meeting. However, after registering the protest, the opposition members attending the meeting. During the session, several important legislations are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. With this meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of parliament in the upcoming monsoon session of the parliament. The monsoon session will commence tomorrow and continue till the 13th of next month. Speaking to media after the meeting, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju urged all political parties to cooperate in ensuring the smooth conduct of the monsoon session. He expressed hope that members from both the ruling party and opposition would participate constructively in the legislative business.
We will inform and we will follow the norms, procedures, the rules, and then we'll introduce. Right now, I have informed the members and to you that the bulletin which we have released through two secretaries, that is the business in hand. There are various demands by various political parties for discussion. We have said that let Parliament function smoothly. Exactly what are the issues to be discussed, that has to be decided in the Business Advisory Committee. Congress has written the letter earlier also, they have written letter now also. It is the right of the Congress party and any other political party to make demand and request, and government will definitely take the steps whatever is necessary, but we can't force each other.
In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 4 persons, including 3 women, lost their lives and several others are missing after heavy rainfall triggered landslides and flash floods at multiple places today. The worst affected area is Surankot, Tehsil of Poonch district, where all deaths have been reported. Rescue teams have been deployed in the area to evacuate stranded residents and provide relief to affected families. A woman was killed after a house collapsed in Noonabandi village, while her husband and 3 children were rescued with injuries. Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah and took stock of the flood situation. Mr. Shah assured them of all possible assistance from the central government to ensure the safety and security of those affected. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article by Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman which highlights how traditional Indian craftsmanship can drive economic growth through innovation and global partnerships. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the One District, One Product initiative is helping local crafts gain market access, create sustainable livelihoods, preserve heritage and strengthen the country's global competitiveness. In badminton, star Indian shuttler and 2-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu scripted history becoming the first Indian to win the prestigious Japan Open. She clinched the women's singles title in Tokyo today, defeating local favourite and 3-time world champion Akane Yamaguchi in straight games 21-17, 21-17. With the win, Sindhu ended a title drought of more than 2 years. Football FIFA has gripped fans across the globe as defending champions Argentina and European powerhouse Spain prepare for a thrilling showdown in the FIFA World Cup final at the New York New Jersey Stadium tonight. The title clash is scheduled to kick off at 12:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. In cricket, the series deciding third ODI between India and England will be played today at Lord's in London. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time and the series is levelled 1-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.